Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
You are a natural beauty. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. That's a new intro I'm working on. This is the Natch Butte Podcast. I'm your girl, Jackie J, and I have such a fun guest with me today. She plays Sarah on HBO's Insecure. She plays Cece on Awkward Black Girl. She's a writer, director of a new movie, Cowboy and Indian. And she's an influencer, guys. Her name is Sujata Day, and I'm so happy to have you.
Hi, everybody. I'm happy to be here, excited to talk about my beauty regimen.
I mean, you have everything I don't have and want in life, physically. Like, you're petite, you're in shape, your hair is glossy and healthy, you don't diet, you know? You have a gorgeous skin tone. I mean, you have so many things going for you that I'll never have.
This is a lot of genetics, to be honest.
I know, but it's great. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. We can slather ourselves in cream all night and, you know, but if you don't have the DNA, you're never gonna have it.
I will say that I was, like, I stared into the face of my grandmother, and she doesn't have any wrinkles.
Oh, you're blessed. But did you ask her what she does? I mean, she's had...
She doesn't do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Just DNA.
I don't even think she, like, washes her face. Maybe with, like, body soap, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's certainly not going to fly on this podcast because we like to buy products. We like to slather ourselves in expensive things we don't need. We play into all the insecurities that the beauty industry projects onto us and tells us that our breath stinks and our legs are hairy and our butts are big and whatever else.
I will say the beauty of the Korean skincare routine is it's not that expensive.
Well, now I'm really intrigued. So basically, I emailed Sujata and I was like, we've talked about beauty before. Her skin is so supple and gorgeous. And she's said to me before, oh yeah, I do oils. So I emailed her and I was like, I'd love to hear your perspective, especially if you have any like Indian secrets, like you said, from your grandmother. And she writes back, I do Korean skincare. I'm like, okay, let's talk about that. Because this is a huge growing beauty industry here in America. The past couple years, Korean skincare, you keep hearing about it, but we don't know what to buy. We don't know what to do. So Sujata's going to tell us about it.
So I will say that I came into Korean skincare about a year and a half ago after like going to CVS.
Right.
And I was just doing like Cetaphil, like really basic Cetaphil and like Vaseline and the Palmer's oil that you were talking about. And I went there to get my Cetaphil and I was like, this shit's expensive now.
Cetaphil?
And it was like $16. And then I was looking at like the generic version, like the CVS version, and I was like, that's $15.
When did the price jack up?
Dude, I don't know.
I think it's because everybody got wind of it.
Everybody got wind of it. So that's what I was using. So I was like, okay, like I'm looking for something that's kind of basic. And then of course you like, when you're doing all this research, you're like, what are the celebrities using?
Right.
Right? So then they're talking about, like, Kiehl's and La Mer.
La Mer is so expensive. I read this article about the Beckhams, who, of course, they're, like, mutants that aren't aging. And they look almost hotter now than they did back in their prime days.
They all look like they're 10.
But, like, and they said that Beckham uses Mer. David Beckham. And I looked it up. It's like $188 for a 1 ounce. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to be ugly forever because I ain't got no money, honey. I can't afford that shit.
Dude, I ain't got no money, honey.
I'm all about the drugstore. That's why I'm so excited about what you're going to tell us.
Yes, yes. Well, you can't get any of this stuff at the drugstore, but I get it on Amazon Prime.
Holla back, Amazon. I mean, does anybody not have Amazon Prime at this point?
I think it took me a while to get the Prime, and then once Transparent came out, I was like, okay, it's worth it.
You gotta watch Transparent.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a couple people on that show that I would love to have on this pod that I might be able to get.
Like someday. Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly who I was referring to.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So, like, yeah, let's go.
Okay.
So how did you get started in Korean skincare? You said you were doing research.
Yeah, I was doing research. I was like, Cetaphil's getting too expensive. Looking at the super expensive American stuff, the La Mer, the Kiehl's. And I was like, I can't even afford, like, a new pair of jeans. So right. That's not going to work. So then I just started reading articles about, like, the articles would pop up about, like, the new trend, Korean skincare. And so I did a teensy bit of research, and the first thing that I bought was a 2-in-1. So you want to start with this. I actually made this email for my friends that I forward to everyone, and it's, like, the beginning of Korean skincare.
Like dabbing your toe in the pond.
Yes,
to see if the water is to your liking.
Like Korean skincare for like dummies or something.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting. I was Googling, and I know that's not like the most extensive research, but there's not a ton of things like that.
Mm-mm.
There's not a ton of like how to get started, how does it work kind of thing.
How to get started. So I was just like, okay, I'm just going to start with I'm out of face wash.
Yep.
So I'm going to start with the basic face wash. So the product that I started with was the Face Shop Rice Water Bright Cleansing Oil and Foam.
Now that sounds really exciting to me. I love all the things you just said. I love a foam. I love a rice. I feel like when it names a food item in it, I'm like, this must be natural.
Oh,
and I feel
gonna
good about myself.
We're going to talk about a lot of food items.
Oh, I love it.
Skin food is one of my favorite Korean products.
Oh, keep going. I'm
okay.
Getting excited.
So let's not move on yet. So
okay.
Face Shop. So the special thing about this is that I had already been like taking off my eye makeup with like Johnson's baby oil, mm-hmm. and not like eye makeup remover because that always like stings my eyes.
With baby oil?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're so like natural. I'm so impressed by that you haven't like felt the need to buy some fancy face remover. Like, because I see ads for shit and I'm like, well, I got to buy that.
No. Like sometimes I'll have my mom will get like the Clinique. Like
take the day off
the gift.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she'll be like, do you want this stuff? And I'll be like, okay, I'll take it for like traveling or whatever.
Your but mom uses Clinique.
Yeah,
I love that. I used to love Clinique back in the day. I don't buy it anymore, but I used that was like in middle school and high school.
Yeah,
that was like every girl had that little like green Clinique compact.
Yeah,
remember?
And like, they still have like great gift with purchase.
Oh, I had every makeup bag.
And my mom is really into gift with purchase.
Oh, so. Me too. You and your mom and I would have a lot to discuss. I'll have to have her on.
Okay, so the Face Shop.
Yes.
Cleansing oil. So the whole point of it is you cleanse your face with the oil.
Right.
First. And I only do that if I have makeup on.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you don't do makeup that day, you don't do the double cleansing.
Some people can. Some people do. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then when I have the makeup on, I'll do like the Johnson's Baby Oil, take off my eye makeup. I'll do the Face Shop oil. And then you kind of like just put hot water on your face,
mm-hmm.
and then you do the foam, which takes off everything. So that's taking off the oil and like the impurities
right.
or whatever. So that's the face wash that I started with. Now,
do
I'm
you remember how much it is per chance?
I want to say it was like $14.
Which is really surprising to me. All the Korean stuff I was looking up was like $17.45. I was just like, okay, I see you, Seoul. Seoul. Seoul.
I've never heard of Seoul.
Seoul. It's the capital of South Korea.
Oh, Seoul.
Seoul. Is it Seoul?
I thought you were talking about a product.
Oh.
But okay, Seoul. Seoul.
It's
yeah.
Seoul, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all of the products I'm going to mention today range from like $8 to $16 tops.
Wow.
Yeah.
Color me intrigued and impressed.
So started with that. Now, I'm a huge believer in not sticking with the same face wash.
Okay. Switching it up a little bit.
Switching it up because you don't want your skin to get used to one thing and then you always have to use that one thing.
Right. How often do you switch?
Just when I run out.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like, okay, time for a new one. I'm going to test something else
yep.
out. So after the Face Shop rice water, which my oil, I still have the oil because I haven't run out of the oil because I don't use it that much.
Right.
But I moved on to another face wash and it's called the Etude House Wonder Pore Whipping Foaming.
Again, that sounds so exciting.
And it actually looks like you could mistake it for like a shaving cream.
Oh.
Because it also comes out like a shaving cream.
I love that.
But I don't think you would want to use it as a shaving cream.
Yeah.
Just use it as a face wash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like keeping it exciting, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I put on a new product and I open it up and it's different from something that I've expected, I'm like, I love this.
Well, that's the other thing about Korean skincare is it's so fun.
There's so many, I don't know if you're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about masks and
stuff. Okay, good, then I'll wait. That was what I was going to bring up. Foamy masks.
Oh my gosh, okay. There's so much. I mean, I've posted pictures on my Instagram and people are like, what is that?
Well, we'll wait till
we'll
that
wait,
part
we'll
then.
Wait. So then the third, so I ran out of the Etude House and all of these were great.
Yeah.
So it's not like I switched because it wasn't working for me. I was just like, this is awesome. I'm going to like keep it in my rotation.
Right.
But I just want to try something new.
See, that's the thing. It's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But at the same time, it's fun to try new products.
Yes.
So I'm always buying new shit, even if I don't run out of the first one, because I have a problem.
See, I buy it when I run out.
You're so disciplined. God, I want to be you.
And then if I buy it too soon, I keep it in the fridge to keep it fresh.
Ooh.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
What if one night you're like super tired and you're like, I just need a sandwich, and you like slather your foam, like face foam, on a sandwich and eat it and don't realize?
Oh my God. I hope that would never happen.
Yeah, I guess.
That sounds disgusting.
Plus, you know how to read and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm never that tired.
That's great. Again, I want to be you. Your life sounds so put together.
Okay. So moving on.
Yes.
No. Still, so the face wash that I'm using right now is the Skin Food Egg White Pore Foam.
Oh, again, that
which
sounds exciting.
I used it one day, like in the morning. I just started it maybe like a week and a half ago. And then my two friends came over for like a writing meeting, and they were both like, your skin looks glowing right now. And it was right after I had washed with that.
And is there egg white in it?
I think so.
I remember when I had terrible acne. A few years, this was about 10 years ago now, I would sit in the makeup chair and I would just go, I'm sorry. You know, like, that's how I would intro myself. Hi, I'm Jackie Johnson, I'm sorry. And the makeup girls would always be like, have you tried this? You know, and of course I'd be like, yes, I've tried everything. And one girl was like, I do an egg mask, like an egg yolk or egg white mask. And she's like, it's the only thing that worked for me. And I was like, oh.
Have you... Well, you don't need it anymore.
I don't need it anymore. I did Accutane twice. I'm going to do a whole acne episode of this show at some point, but so we'll save that. But I don't think I ever did. And I don't use egg anymore, but a lot of people still do. So please continue.
Okay. So now I'm going to move on to the fun mask.
Oh, yay!
the next step is something called Essence /... I think toners and stuff. So I've kind of jumbled all of this up.
Okay.
I don't actually use a specific essence or a toner, but these masks act as that.
Right.
And I don't do the masks all the time.
How often do you do them, would you say?
I haven't done one in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But I think you should do them like once a week.
Right. I think what my research is that I think that's what they said, which I'll get into when you're done.
Yeah. I think I've just been like kind of lazy and not wanting to do a mask.
But also, if you look good, then it's working and you don't necessarily have to do one. I feel like when we're told these skin regimens, kind of listen to your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if your face is slaying, don't throw other shit on it just because it says you need to.
Right. But I will say that the masks are super fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the mask that I started off with, which is in my beginner email, is the Tony Moly mask.
I have some of those.
Yeah.
Because they're on Amazon.
They're on Amazon.
They're like $9.99 for 100 of them or something. Yeah.
Not 100. But it's like $10 for 10 of them.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then you can try, like, each one, because each one is specific to... whatever skin issue that you're having.
They have like a brightening, a moisturizing, fine lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the masks is great. And then you can figure out what you like. And then you can go back on Amazon and find like that exact mask and buy 10 for...
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you put those in the fridge too?
I put them in the fridge.
I put one in the freezer one time because I was like, oh, it'll be like ice when I get it out. And then I'll like really look good because it'll like really depuff. But it just froze into a chunk. And then I couldn't pull it apart. So I just had like a little ice cube face mask.
Yeah, that's not.
And then my fingers were freezing. So I was like trying to pull it apart. And I was like,
you're trying to stick the thing to your face or whatever.
So don't put them in the freezer.
Don't put them in the freezer. Put them in the fridge. Yeah, and the thing with these masks, there's a couple other, like My Beauty Diary makes good masks.
Ooh, that sounds like a fun brand.
Yeah, and then there's...
And these are all Amazon available.
They're all on Amazon. Yeah. And the beauty of these masks is I bought like 6 little spray bottles. So there's a bunch of extra liquid in the mask packet that you don't want to waste.
Yeah.
So you pour that into the spray bottle. So like the next day or the day after, like for like 2 or 3 days, you have some extra stuff that you can spray on, uses that like essence stuff.
My mouth is agape. That is fucking genius. Oh my, because you open the mask and there's like a huge vat of like good, yummy face juices.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, well, there those went.
And you don't want to waste it.
You're a genius. That is such a life.
I'm just really thrifty.
That is such a good lady life hack to save the goo from your face mask.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I'm doing that. And you don't even have to buy a spray bottle. Save one from something else and rinse it out. And if you have any poo-pourri in your bathroom, use a little spray bottle of like a sample of something.
Exactly.
That's so smart.
Yeah. But the spray bottles are really, really cheap.
Right. Plus utilitarian.
They're like $2.
You can use it for all the things.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah. So then another mask that I love and I tell everyone about it is called the Elisaveca Milk Piggy Carbonated Bubble Play Mask.
Yes, I've seen these ads on Facebook.
And I posted the pic of it on Instagram. I mean, it looks crazy. Like, you look like
a mutant.
You look like a mutant. Yeah. You look like a cloud Superman or something.
You look kind of like a horror movie where, like, you've been infected with some kind of spore that's, like, taking over, like, monster, like, you're mutating. And it makes... So what happens is you put it on, and what is the consistency when you apply it?
It feels like clay.
And then it...
So it's like gray clay, and then you put it on, and then it just, like, bubbles up. And you can feel it, like... bubbling on your skin, which is like one of the best parts about it.
And then, because that's doing something. It's like pulling out shit
pulling shit out.
Yeah. Gotta get that shit out of your face.
Yeah. So that's definitely my favorite mask.
And how often do you do that?
I mean, like once a month.
Yeah. But you could do it more. If you could do it more.
Yeah. I feel like I do my masks a little less often than you're supposed to.
Right.
Just because I get lazy.
And we're ladies on the go. We got all these things we're trying to do.
Yeah, exactly. So the other awesome mask, once again, skin food. I keep talking about skin food.
Feed that face.
Feed that face. Oh my God, that should be their slogan.
It should. Get them on the phone. Let me call them up.
Hello, skin food. Black sugar mask, which is an exfoliator mask.
I love a scrub. I love to scrub myself.
So I personally don't generally love to scrub.
Yeah. I do. I love like that feeling of your skin just like coming off. Like, I love just being rubbed.
So the beauty of this mask, which I had never found with another scrub before, is that you scrub it and then you leave it on.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So that's why it's called a mask.
Yeah.
So then you scrub it, you leave it on, and then you wash it off after like 10 or 15 minutes. And it's amazing. You look very bright.
And these are all Korean.
These are all Korean.
Man, I'm telling you, they got something going on.
I actually read some of the history about their skincare products, and a lot of their money is funneled into skincare because their women and girls are really into it.
Yeah.
So their skincare research is like decades ahead of like anyone else.
Man. Then why are we just now getting it over here in Los Angeles, the land of vanity? You'd think LA bitches would have been like scouring the seas of Seoul for years trying to get their hands on all this shit.
I know, especially because it's so affordable. Like, that's what like drew me to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thrifty.
Thrifty. I'm a thrifty Indian.
I mean, I like that. I'm glad you are. I feel like we put so much money into our faces and our hair and our butts and our titties and our pussies and like whatever. This is a nice refreshing moment to hear like you can buy some of this stuff and not bust the bank.
Totally.
I spend so much money on stupid shit.
Oh no.
On palettes. Which we haven't even talked about makeup. That's all other conversation.
So basically, there's more.
Yeah, please.
There's more. So the next step, so you've done the essence, mm-hmm. which is the mask. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there's, if you Google about Korean face stuff, there's more stuff about essence.
I'll go through it. That's way more specific. Yeah, I'll go through
that. I just like have chosen not to incorporate into my routine.
Well, I like that because it is a little intimidating when you hear about the Korean 10-step skincare.
Right. It's super intimidating.
And you're like, 10 steps? Who's got time for that? But you can kind of a la carte it, make it your own.
Yeah, yeah.
Adapt it as needed, which
exactly.
I think people don't think you can do.
You can totally do that. You can mix products. If there's like an American product that you love, like an Olay or something, then just like use that. It's fine.
Nobody's going to come to your door and be like, excuse me. You're not doing the Korean skincare legitimately. Get out.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That would be very odd. Very odd.
That would be like Big Brother.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other theory.
That's a whole other
theory. Does your Facebook and Instagram, like if you're looking at something online, later it shows you an ad for it on your Instagram or Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Like they're listening to us.
Oh, yeah. Or if I'm like shopping for clothes online and then I go to like a site where I'm just reading like a blog or something, the ad for where I was shopping comes up.
And what you looked at.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the cookies. It's those damn cookies!
It's the cookies!
Clear your cash. Is it cachet?
I think it's cash.
Clear that cash.
Clear that cash. Feed that face.
Cover up your friggin' eyesight with a post-it note, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg does that.
Well, also, I was just thinking, like, it's open on my phone right now. Like, we don't cover up our iPhone camera, so when we're, like, dead-eyed scrolling at night, like, somebody's watching
us. Oh, my God.
I guess we'll
That's an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah. Well, it is, or it should be. I haven't seen it
no,
yet.
No, it should be.
Yeah.
Well, it should be.
Well, let's write one.
All right, so
After this.
It'll be about Korean products.
Oh, that's fine with me. That's more my alley.
Let's do it.
The skincare show.
Okay, so the next product is like awesome, but super weird.
Okay, I'm into it. Is this the slugs?
It's snail slime.
Yep. I just knew it from your description. Everybody loves the slugs.
The snail slime.
Yes.
So the product that I use is Mizon Snail Recovery Cream.
Okay.
You get two for like, I want to say it's like $2 for $9 or something.
Man.
It's something like amazing.
Yeah.
So it's the beauty of these products. One of those things if like, and I've never had like a reaction to anything.
Yeah.
So if you get it and then you hate it, you're not really like losing out on a lot of money. Also, Amazon has like a great return policy.
Yeah.
So now I feel like this is a commercial for Amazon.
The snails shit all over my face and I'm having a breakout. They'll return it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is like the secret, I think, to Korean skincare.
I've gotten, since this podcast started, many emails from fans, but I've gotten especially a lot of emails about people wanting me to try the snail stuff.
You got
to
do it. It doesn't smell. You think it's going to be like gross and like whatever. It has no odor. It looks clear.
So tell me more about this product. I'm intrigued.
So it comes in like kind of like a lotion thing mm-hmm. where you just squeeze out. I only use like a teensy bit of like almost all of this stuff.
Right.
So I just use a little teensy bit, like smaller than probably like a quarter of a dime.
Oh, man.
And then you just put it like all over like I'll put it on like under my eyes mm-hmm. or like.
And is this pure snail goo or are there other things mixed in?
I think on the thing it says like 99.5%.
Oh my God. So wait, is this the goo that the snails leave behind when they walk or is it like they squish up snails and put it in?
No. It's the goo that they leave behind when they walk. They're not killing snails.
So this is vegetarian technically, not vegan. Because they're not murdered. They're just being used. So like a cow gives its milk for cheese. You know what I mean? Did I blow your mind with that?
Yeah, a little bit.
I imagine these little snails like live in a farm. They have their little coop, and it's just like the farmers in the morning coming out to get the eggs from the chickens. Like they're like, "Hey, give me your little slick, 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 slick. Let me have your goo for the day."
Like I doubt like snails were harmed in this process, but I wouldn't know.
Yeah, who knows?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I mean, do snails even have like an endocrine system of a brain to like think and have thoughts? I don't know.
I have no
idea. They're insects, right?
I haven't really thought about that.
Yeah. I don't, it's fine. I was just clearing it up. Because again,
I know that it's the slime that they leave behind.
Right.
So it's not like they're crushing up snails.
But
and
how are they collecting it?
I'm curious. They must be in like an aquarium type thing. Mm-hmm. And then they like peel it off the glass or something.
I would love to find out just for my own mind. We should ask Bill Nye. This sounds very scientific.
I think that's the Black Mirror episode where the snails like develop a brain and they're like, stop stealing our slime. And then they take over.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if you put snails, all over your face, if it would be the same effect. If they slithered all over and left the goo.
I think it would be because they're claiming.
Well, I'm telling you, people love this. I've been getting emails, honey. Emails from the Natch Butte Nation coming at me strong about the snails. Everybody wants to know the snails. How do you get them? What kind of brand? So just one more time, say the name of it.
Mizon, Mizon, Snail Recovery Cream. And it comes in a little pink, like squeeze kind of, it looks like a lotion bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you use this kind of is it day and night or just night?
Definitely just night.
Yeah.
I think you can use it in the day, but I don't think it goes well under makeup because it's just a little bit sticky.
Right. Okay. So it's for night.
Yeah. I would say night. Because anything that kind of has the term like recovery or like repair, I would say just save for the night.
For sure.
And then in the morning, like just do like really basic stuff.
Yeah.
I do basic stuff in the morning, not all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people do both, I think all.
Yeah, I can't. I don't have time for that.
Again, listen to your face.
I don't have time.
Listen to your face when it's calling to you. Listen to your face. I'm actually going to record an album of Natch Butte covers.
Oh my God,
fantastic. And you'll have to come in and do the backups for that one.
I would love to.
Because I already have oils instead of royals by Lord.
Yes.
From my oil episode.
Amazing.
So this can be number two.
I love it.
Great.
This is going to be a hit song.
I mean, at least to me and you.
Yeah.
And that's what's important.
Yeah.
Self-care.
I'm here for the music video. I'm available.
I mean, we have this beautiful studio.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, yeah. All right, shall we move on?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so snail slime.
Yeah.
So that's a big one.
It's a big, big, big part of the South Korean skincare.
A big fan. I'm a big fan. Okay, so let's talk about lotions.
Okay.
Which they don't call lotions.
Interesting.
Okay, so they don't call any of this stuff lotion. The one that I love for daytime is called the Skin Food. Once again, it's the Peach Sake Emulsion.
God, that sounds so delicious.
And it smells great.
Like
it smells
peaches.
Great. Peach sake.
Because you say sake, huh?
What do you say?
Sake, but I'm a
white
fucking idiot.
I think it's like super white.
Well, I am white, damn it. I don't know what to tell you. The first time I drank sake, it was the first time I had sushi. I'm a fucking bumpkin. Like, the first time I had sushi, I was 21 years old.
Oh, I had sushi super late, too. I was 21 or 22.
Okay, good. I don't feel that
bad.
Yeah,
yeah. Because we didn't have it. I mean, I'm from Pittsburgh, like suburbs. And then went to school in Cleveland. So, like, it would just, even if we went out for sushi, I don't think it would be
Right, strip mall sush.
Yeah.
That's what I call that. I had it in at a sorority formal, and I didn't realize that sake was so strong. This was in my, like, hardcore party days, like my sorority girl days.
So you were downing it like beer.
I got so... I was blacking out, and I was at my formal, and I... There was, like, in the bathroom of the party, there was, like, a little, like, lounge. Like, what is it called?
You were doing, like, sake bombs.
Yeah, oh, you better believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, on 4th Street in Austin. And then, what do they call it? Like, not a resting couch, but, like, the little, like, lounge area in, like, the Nordstrom women's bathroom, like, for women when they need to... Oh, fainting couch. There was, like, a fainting couch.
Oh, my God, I've never heard that.
It's a Southern
oh,
thing.
Oh, okay.
I think. It's an old expression because, like, when women... You know those, like, love seats? They used to call them fainting couches because women's corsets were so tight that when they would have to, like, take a moment.
God.
Right. We're lucky we can wear our tights and Uggs now.
I got my... leggings and
yes.
a 80 sweatshirt.
We're very comfy.
Yeah.
We live in a great time.
Thank God.
Anyway, I was so drunk that I like passed out on that and everybody was taking pictures of me. This is right when Facebook tagging and photos had come out. And the next day I get a ride from a sponsor. And I had to, I remember I was like actively trying
to
not look
sponsor?
Drunk.
Wait, a sponsor? Like an Alcoholic Anonymous?
No,
one?
I'm glad you cleared that up. So a sorority, it was like she used to be in my sorority, but she was older, so now she just, like, comes to the events and kind of, like... She was, like, a higher up in our sorority, like, Panhellenic Council.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, my God, I can't act super drunk around this woman because she's, like, an elder. So I had to, like, really keep it together, but I was completely blackout drunk and, like, hardly remember even coming home. And I wake up, and the next day I'm being tagged in all these pictures of me, like, passed out drunk.
At that time... Parents were not on Facebook, right?
Yes, thank God. This was when it was only,
you had to college.
At EDU address. Yeah, because my school, University of Texas, was one of the first public schools that Facebook opened to. And I remember we loved it, honey. I would poke boys. I would go through like the pictures and poke people. Like it was before any of that, you know, was really a thing. Nobody pokes now. I mean,
nobody
our fucking
pokes.
Dads are on Facebook.
Ugh.
You're not on Facebook.
So I have a fan page.
Yes, girl. Yes. Everybody finds Sujata's fan page.
But I do not have a personal page. But my dad is definitely on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
It's pretty cute. And then my mom goes onto his.
Which is adorable.
Profile. Yeah. So I'll like wake up in the morning and I'll have 20 notifications. I'll be like, oh my God, I got new fans.
Hell yeah.
And it's like my mom just
hitting
like on all.
I love that.
Which is cool.
They're
supportive. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I totally just interrupted you. Oh, sake.
Okay.
Peach sake.
Oh, yes. So this is called emulsion, but it's like a very light lotion.
And emulsion sounds heavy to me, so that's interesting wordplay.
And it's perfect for the daytime. This is definitely a daytime lotion. So in the morning, I'll like gently wash my face. Like maybe even if like there's usually you don't have to wash your face in the morning.
I mean,
do you know that?
I don't sometimes, and I always feel like a scumbag.
No. You really, really don't. So unless like I had been wearing like heavy makeup or something the night before, like I'll just like splash it.
That's what I do.
Just to like wake myself up.
Yeah.
And then you put on this lotion, this emulsion, skin food emulsion, and it's very light and it's awesome and then ready to go out. And it's really good under makeup.
Oh, nah, that's good.
Yeah.
You have more steps?
Well, then for nighttime, this is the most expensive thing on my list, and it's $15.
God, I can't believe this, how affordable all this shit is.
It's $15, and you don't have to use that much. So this is like a night lotion. The brand that I have down here, it's called Derma E Hydrating Cream Night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this hydrating cream, it's basically just like a thicker lotion. You don't want to wear it during the day. Like, I don't think it would go well under makeup at all. And then you just put that on and you're ready. You're ready to go to bed. There's something called a sleeping mask, which would be the next step. But I have not, like, looked into any of the sleeping masks yet. And I think they're just, like, a really thick version of, like, this night cream.
Do you do slug and then the cream?
A slug and then the cream.
Okay. Slug and cream.
Slug and cream.
Yeah. Have you ever used Dr. Jart?
No, I've never even heard of Dr. Jart.
Dr. Jart is a Sephora brand, and I think they're an Asian skincare. I'm not sure if it's Korean.
Can I just go on a tangent?
Please.
Right now? I bought one thing in Sephora in my entire life.
Yeah.
It was a Paul Thomas Roth pomegranate SPF.
Okay.
It was like $65.
Yeah.
Went home, put it on. My face turned bright red.
Well.
Went back to Sephora, returned it.
Yep. They have a great return policy.
I've never been back to Sephora.
I mean, that you truly are a natch beaut because I'm the opposite. I look at Sephora every day.
Right.
And they played all my insecurities. They send me an email. I'm on the VIP Rouge list. I get the emails every day. They're like, we have a new sample.
I also kind of get stressed out when
it's
like,
so
obviously, like, my friends shop in there. So if we go in there, I'm like sitting in the corner, like scared.
It's so overwhelming. And the beauty industry, they do this. They will be like, well, right now, liquid eyeliner, colorful liquid eyeliners are big. We got to put out a line quickly. And they'll throw it out there and they'll put a new crazy package on it and make you want it. You know what I mean? Like, because that's the item, but they don't really put the time and like research and development and making it a good product. So you get it and it sucks, even though the brand is a brand you like.
And,
and I've heard so many people talk about that. And that's why like brands that roll things out slowly over time, especially independent brands, is the way I like to mostly buy my makeup.
Okay.
Because to me, they like spend more time developing it and researching it and really put their time into it, because I'm not all about trying to buy all the trends and then I get it and it fucking sucks.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
But the good thing is Sephora has a pretty flexible return policy. I just returned a mascara that a friend of mine was like raving about and sent me Snapchats of her super long eyelashes, and she was like, one coat, two coat, three coat. And my I have like a major eyelash insecurity. My eyelashes are not long.
But you're like,
I know, I'm Jackie O'Lashes.
You're Jackie
I know. It's fucked up. It's like going to a tattoo artist that has no tattoos. It's like, what are you doing?
It's like when, oh my gosh, I was just like talking into my...
Your jug?
My jug, and it's echoing.
You're doing a little jug song?
It's like psychiatrists who are like...
Crazy?
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What do they say? Do as I say, not as I do?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I returned the Marc Jacobs mascara because it sucked
ass. It was Marc Jacobs mascara?
Every designer has a makeup line now. Chanel, Armani, Louis Vuitton. And it's, again, just playing on the high-end thing. Like, people want to have the brand. They want to carry a bag that has LVs on it to prove they can afford it. And that's exactly what their makeup is. I have not been impressed with any of the, like, designer makeup at all.
Like, I would never subscribe to that at all.
Right.
Unless I was, like, given it free.
Right.
I'd be like, okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I've been... Oh, I hate to throw shade to Marc Jacobs. I haven't been impressed yet with any of his stuff. He has a new bronzer out right now that like every Instagram girl is Instagramming and snapping. I follow a lot of beauty stuff and everybody's like, this Marc Jacobs bronzer is like the bronzer of the summer. And it's in this really pretty white, because that's the thing. They're designers, so everything is very aesthetically gorgeous.
Right,
the packaging is just very modern and white and cool with this little gold clamp, and it's awesome. I haven't bought it. I almost bought it. I was like, "Ooh, that's cute, though."
How much is it?
Oh, I don't have the price off the top of my head, but it's fucking like, yeah, $60, $40. I mean, you know, definitely expensive. Yeah,
yeah.
That's why it's good to have you in here. Our mutual friend Haley, who was on episode 3 of Natch Beat, was like, "I love Sujata. Oh my god!" But like, Sujata's pretty natural. Like, what are you guys gonna talk about? I was like, I want her in here because she has a different voice and a whole different thought process about this shit. And that's thought. I knew we'd have a fun convo about it.
Yeah.
So all the girls out there who love easy, quick Amazon, love drugstore price points, this is why your girl Sujata's in here.
Also, the entire goal of the Korean skincare routine is to look good without makeup.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I love a good... I don't have anything on right now.
Me either,
girl. I love going natch.
Yeah.
And that's one of my skin secrets. People are always like, what? You know, I'm like, I let my face breathe.
Hell yeah.
If I'm running errands or whatever, I'll just do a sunscreen or whatever. Mm-hmm. I try to let my skin have as much time without makeup on as possible. It helps air it out. I feel like it's good for anti-aging. I feel like it's good for acne, especially.
Well, my mom has always said, like she'll be like, you put on so much makeup for your, or they put makeup on you for your shoots and stuff. And they're like, that's not healthy. So like, as soon as I'm done with the shoot, like a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going out to the club.
Heck yeah, you know, I milk that shit. I'm like, I look good for once in my life. I'm not going to wash my face for a month.
So as soon as I get back from a shoot, I oil my face down like hard.
Gotta let it breathe.
Gotta let it breathe.
Are you, do you have any more products?
Yes.
Okay.
We got to talk about SPF.
Yes, honey! I'm all about that SPF life. I have that in the email I wrote for you.
Woo!
So you really are going right down the list.
I'm going right down. I'm trying. I'm sure you'll mention some steps that I haven't been.
Let's talk following. SPF.
Let's talk SPF. The SPF coming out of Korea is amazing.
Yeah. Korean women don't fuck around with sun.
No.
They avoid sun like it's the plague, like it's the devil himself.
I mean, I think that's part of it. I think that's important. I wear a hat.
Yep.
Every day.
Yep.
And I wear SPF every day.
Yep.
Regardless. Even if it's like smoggy outside, like that's when the UV rays are coming through those clouds.
I'm aroused right now because I am so happy that you're putting this message out here. I have so many friends who aren't pale complected and they're like, I don't need SPF. I'm not white.
Oh my gosh. I've always used you know where it started? So I studied abroad in Sydney.
Ooh.
And I heard, and I think this is a true statement, that the ozone layer is like thinner in that part of
down
the world.
Down under. Put another shrimp on the barbie. I'm just kidding. I cannot do an Australian accent. It's so hard.
I'm really bad. I think while I was there, I would like try to do it. They're like, you sound like a British person.
I either go British or Borat for some reason. Yes. Everything goes Borat now.
Down under.
Everything. My wife. Down under. No, it's so bad. I don't even try.
So when I was there, that's when I started hardcore using sunscreen every day because I was like, well, I don't want to get skin cancer.
Yeah.
It was more of like, oh my God, there's no ozone layer here.
Yeah.
So then when I came back to America, it just became a habit and I continued to use it. So in terms of Korean skincare, the two that I'm going to talk about are like $8 each.
Ugh. So impressed.
One is the Shiseido.
Shiseido?
Yep. Is that how you say it?
Okay. Shiseido, yeah.
Shiseido Senka SPF 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is Biore. Who would have thought?
Okay, I see you. Poor strips coming at you.
Right, but it's Biore Cow Japan.
Oh.
So I think that is a different kind of brand. And then Misha, which is a brand that has like essences and treatments and stuff that you would use right after washing your face that I don't use, mm-hmm. that I haven't really looked into. But they also have a really good sunscreen called Misha Sun Milk. Once again, SPF 50.
Hell yeah. So you do 50 every day?
I do 50 every
day. Fuck yes. I'm so happy to hear that. I wrote up a little something on SPF because I knew we were going to be talking about it. SPF is the last step of the Korean 10-step skincare, and they're big on the SPF. They put it on every single day, rain or shine.
Yes.
And I wanted to explain what the numbers mean because I also have never really thought about that. All I know is like the higher the number, the better.
Right.
SPF 10 versus SPF 50. It's like, okay, SPF 50 is stronger.
I think there's like a number where it stops working.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, imagine that your skin normally begins to burn after 10 minutes in full sun without any protection. I would say that's probably me.
That's probably not me, because I have a little more melanin.
You got that melanin going.
I do.
You can just rock out a little bit more.
But I don't.
Which is great, and that's why you look so fucking young. Sujata looks like she's in middle school, in the best way. It's a compliment. If you had a backpack on right now, I would say, little girl, are you lost?
I do have a backpack.
Yeah, like, little girl, are you lost? Do you need me to help you find your mommy? That's one of my other, like, lady hacks, is put on a backpack and you instantly look 10 years younger.
Instant.
It's just like, oh, excuse me, where's the quad? I'm late for Spanish class. You know, people will fall for that if you have a backpack on. Okay, so A 30 SPF sunscreen would provide 30 times the protection of no sunscreen. So depending on your natural ability to stay in the sun without burning, that's how the sunscreen will work for you. So like normally I burn 10 minutes in the sun. With an SPF 30, I won't burn for 300 minutes.
Oh!
Isn't that interesting?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, this is what I read. Listen, take it with a grain of salt. Oh, okay, so this is another thing. You know the PA pluses? The pluses?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, what the fuck are the pluses?
Because all of these, everyone that I talked about has the pluses.
Yes. So we want more pluses.
Okay.
But some, especially American sunscreen, doesn't even say the pluses on it a lot of times. So, okay, abbreviation for protection grade of UVA was established by the Japanese. It basically informs users of the level of protection towards UVA rays. So I think UVB rays are the SPF number.
Oh.
And then UVA rays are the pluses. So plus means the sunscreen provides some protection against UVA rays. PA plus plus, moderate protection. PA plus plus plus, very good protective abilities. The one I use is PA plus 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 because I ain't fucking around.
Wow.
Block out my motherfucking UVA rays. Keep me white. Keep me tight. Keep this fine lines off my face. Get those PA plus 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 on plus on plus plus on plus on plus. I make it rain with my pluses on my sunscreen. Young, honey.
I want to say that the Shiseido and the Biore are two pluses and then the Misha is three pluses.
Yes.
Yeah.
So put that on your face and smoke it, honey.
Wait, so do you use 50 or do you use...
I use 50 plus use plus 50. Plus. Okay. I ain't fucking around every day. And I get it. Some days you're like, oh, why do I have to do it? There's no sun out.
You gotta do it every day.
I'm telling you. Because then I was like, oh, but isn't a little sun good for you? Isn't a little sun healthy?
But you will automatically get that little sun.
Yes, for sure. I know. Yeah. I need you to come over and tell me this in the morning when I'm like, do I really need it? And also, do you do your décolleté in your neck?
Yeah.
And even the back of your hands,
yeah,
I've heard.
Yeah.
You do that?
I don't do my hands.
Yeah.
Unless there's like extra, like I always forget.
Yeah. I don't like that because then I like use my hands and I might get sunscreen in my...
And I'm always washing my hands.
Right.
So it's just
wash right off.
It's going to come off. Yeah.
I'm so scared that in a few years from driving, I'm going to have like half my face is going to be like super wrinkled and the other half is going to be not because of the sun hitting my face while driving.
Yeah.
But you know, our faces do age, not identical.
What?
Like the wrinkles on this side of my face are worse.
Do you think it's because of the sun?
It has to be.
Yeah.
Because when I got Botox the last time, they put way more in this side. And I was like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, you're not even. And I was like, oh my God, you know whose face? Okay, so.
Oh my God, I forgot to bring those gift certificates for you.
No, I don't need them. So Jada was going to give me some of her gifting, like Emmy gifting suite free Botox certificates. And I texted her back and I was like, you're not helping. I don't need this shit. I'm off the juice. I've been off the juice almost
good.
A year now.
You don't need it.
No, it's dumb. I talked about this with the last episode. I'm done with it. I basically, again, was just... I was caught in a weak moment. I was getting married and I wanted to look young and this fucking used car salesman woman at the laser place just really fucking got me. She prayed me bad. And I'm not saying it's her fault because I took the bait.
Right.
But damn, she ruined my face.
Well, I'm definitely looking for some white girls who want free Botox.
Yeah.
I got gift certificates. So.
Well, guys, hit up Sujata on Facebook at her fan page and tell her that you want these certificates. Oh, yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Oh,
yeah. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, did you watch Westworld?
I watched one episode.
So it's fine. It was a little boring at times, for sure. So Anthony Hopkins, he has this one wrinkle on his face that's so much bigger, and it's on one side of his face. We have a 4K Ultra HD 65-inch TV, so, like, it's literally, like, everyone looks terrible on it. And I just, all I could stare at was this one wrinkle. It's not on the other side of his face. It's only on one side. And all I kept thinking was, Anthony, you didn't wear your sunscreen when you drove.
Wait, so is it, it's on the, well, what?
Because
they drive on the other side.
Oh, you're right. I mean, I can't honestly picture what side it is. I'm just saying, obviously, our faces don't age symmetrically, is all I'm saying. So, like, just keep that in mind. Remember to sunscreen, especially if you're listening and you're in your 20s. You need to get on this train now.
Yeah, because I was lucky because I found out about it when I was in Australia and I was 19.
That's why you look so fucking...
So that's when I started it. But then the stuff I was using back then was like copper tone on my face, banana boat on my face. And you can't use that because I had started tearing up because it can't get into your eyes.
I mean, that happened to me. I told that story on episode 3 about I was at Universal and my sunscreen started getting in my eyeballs and it was so painful and terrible. It's hard to find one that doesn't leak into your eyes. It has to stay on your face and not move.
Right.
And work.
Yes.
In the Shiseido. Is it Shiseido?
Shiseido.
It works.
Shiseido.
Yeah.
It works.
Yep.
And the Biore Japan and the Misha Sun Milk.
Yeah.
I like the name of the Misha.
I know, it is fun.
I think it's fancier.
Well, that's the thing. Like, again, Japan, they don't fuck around with sun care.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to stay covered up. Those women want to stay wrinkle free.
Yeah, they wear like gloves that like come up.
Because your hands age.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever go to Koreatown in LA, all the women are driving with little gloves on.
I know.
And I'm like, I see you. We should all be doing that.
We should all be doing. It's like how we take bags to the supermarket now.
Yep.
We should all be driving with
our gloves.
Yeah.
Because I haven't even, that's another whole insecurity to open up. Like, our hands look old. It's like, I'm already worried about my face, my neck, my ass. Okay, I got enough going on. Now I got to worry about my hands looking old. Do you remember, like, those shitty magazines? Like, they would zoom in on, like, Demi Moore's knees, and they'd be like, look at your old knees. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm telling you, they're going to be doing that to my hands. They're going to be like, oh, Natch Butte, Jaggy Johnson. Look at those fucking elderly hands. Is that Jackie Johnson or Lemony Snicket? Anyway, I guess we have that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we're getting close to the end here. I think I'm just going to run through a general 10-step Korean skincare. You've already gone over all your shit. This is just a general kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And we went over all this and we can kind of supplement with your advice. So, Korean skincare, like I said, 10 steps. Seoul rhymes with hole, capital of South Korea. I also wanted to point out a little fun Easter egg for everybody. You know the Gangnam Style song?
Yes.
So that is referring to the Gangnam District, which is sort of like the Beverly Hills of Seoul.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
And it's the posh, expensive part of Seoul, and the song is referring to, he's playing a character, he's like, I'm Gangnam Style, like he's saying, I'm this hoity-toity guy, I love to spend money, he's sort of doing like a tongue-in-cheek. He's kind of doing a commentary on like that kind of luxury lifestyle, which I thought was interesting.
That's super interesting.
Yeah, so everybody learned a little something.
Yeah.
So step one is oil cleanser, which Sujata talked about. You apply it to dry skin, and then the concept is that an oil cleanser removes makeup and other oil-based debris like the sunscreen, like pollution particles, which you always hear like free radicals. And I'm like, what does that mean? Basically, when you're walking around in the dirty air, it hits you and it gets in you and it absorbs into your skin.
And if you're living in LA, come on.
Of course.
We got free radicals all over.
Free radicals everywhere.
Everywhere.
They're in our ass. They're in our face.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Then step two is the foam cleanser. And the thought behind this is that one cleanse just isn't enough. They want to get that skin clean. So they do the second skin, the second cleanser, which again will take off that excess oil, will get off makeup, dirt, everything. Step three is exfoliation.
Exfoliation.
And again, you don't have to do this every day. Some people do exfoliate every day. Good for you, honey, if you got enough dead skin to slough off.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I mean, I try to do it once a week. Maybe I should be doing it more than twice a week. But this is, again, the purpose for exfoliation cleanses clogged pores, sloughs off dead skin cells. When you remove dull layer of cells, brighter skin is revealed.
This is where you would throw in the skin food black sugar mask.
There you go. Step four is toner, which this is, I think, like, I never tone. I don't buy toner.
Oh, so before I started the Korean system, I used rose toner because that's what my threader was using, like, on my face after. And that was, like, my first dipping my toes into the toner world.
I never, for some reason, I believe everything they tell me and I see every ad and I know I need that product, but I just never tone. I'm, like, not in the tone zone.
I will say, in terms of toner, don't, I think before, like 10 years ago, like it was the putting it on the cotton ball, yep, and putting it on your, yeah, face. I don't recommend doing that.
Yeah.
If you're going to get a toner, like when I was using the rose toner, I was just spraying it on my face and then patting it in.
Can you real quick talk a little bit about threading? Because I feel like I've been getting so many emails. This is another thing people keep asking me about. They're like, Jackie, I'm trying to get rid of my mustache hairs. I'm trying to get rid of my skin face, my face on my skin, my hair on my face. Why was that so hard to say, damn it? And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. So do you thread your stash too or just your eyebrows?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
So I, being Indian, like we definitely have a lot of like facial hair. So I started threading my eyebrows and then they threaded my like upper lip, mm-hmm, and then my chin.
And you love
great.
It.
I love it.
Yeah. How often do you have to go? Kind of how much is it? Just give, if somebody doesn't know what threading is, just kind of go into that a little bit.
Okay. So for threading, the place that I go is called Zia Beauty in Sherman Oaks, and they charge $8 for brows.
Not bad.
Which is
cheaper
awesome.
Than getting waxed.
Cheaper than, and it's like way, like I remember getting waxed and then they would like take off a piece of my skin. And then, yeah, it would just turn bright red and you're like, this doesn't seem, and that never happens with threading.
Yeah, and also like I remember I've gotten my eyebrows waxed before, and then when you put makeup on, you can kind of see the strip area because, yeah, all the little baby hairs come off, yep, and you're like, that doesn't look good with my makeup over it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So
that's really cool.
Yeah. So I would say I go like every three and a half weeks.
And it, so basically like it's crazy in concept. This woman has a piece of thread and she kind of like cuts the hair off really tightly against your skin using
she
thread.
She doesn't cut the hair off. She pulls it out with the thread.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like a very fancy way of plucking.
Yeah.
And it's plucking like the baby hairs as well. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, if you're out there and you're like kind of curious about it, I'd say go on your Yelp, find one near you that has good reviews, and go in and check it out, because people kind of, I feel like threading is kind of like the bastard forgotten stepchild of the hair removal world.
Oh, I think it's huge now.
I know, but it's crazy. A lot of people we know do it in LA,
right, yeah,
but you know, look into it is all I'm saying, because I did get a ton of emails asking about how do you get rid of your mustache.
Oh, threading.
And I have threaded my stash off before.
Yeah.
It hurt like a bitch. Does it hurt?
Only at certain times in the
That's
month.
That's what I'm saying. It hurt during certain times of the month. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
We're just such delicate feminine creatures.
So delicate.
So back to toner. The theory is after you cleanse so many times, your skin is in a fragile state. So you want to really hydrate it. And the idea of toning is that it acts as a way to prep the skin so it will absorb the following treatments better, which is, again, like I'm into that. It's like, mm-hmm, you spend all this money on all these treatments and then you don't get results. It's like, why am I not getting results? Because maybe your skin ain't absorbing that shit.
Right.
Because you ain't toning.
You got a tone, girl.
Get in that tone zone. I know. I'm going to have to buy one today. Step 5 is the essence, which we talked about. The essence is the heart of Korean skincare, a step that is credited to their culture. It's a treatment similar to serums or boosters. It's a more watery consistency than the rest of the products, so it also comes out like a toner. Okay, so I have two essences I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I was given a free sample of the SK-II. Have you heard SK-II?
I've heard SK-II. It's really expensive.
Very, very expensive.
I will say that the Misha is, mm-hmm, cheaper than the SK-II.
Yeah.
And I believe the Misha one is called the first Treatment Time Revolution Essence.
I mean, they're really killing it with the names. They're really killing it with the names. SK-II Facial Treatment Essence for 2.5 ounces is $99 at Sephora. And the ingredients are 90% patera, which is the main ingredient used to enhance the skin's renewal process. This is known as the holy water of the East, the SK-II facial treatment essence. I will say, just because you know me, I don't use anything that is not cruelty-free SK-II tests on animals, so I'm not going to buy it again. It was given to me a couple years ago. It also smells like dirty spit.
Ugh.
So whatever patera is, it reminds me of when I did pageants. My mom used to like spit on a Q-tip and like fix my eye makeup.
Oh, gross.
And I remember like smelling her spit on my face. And I know it's disgusting, but like this triggered that. And my other friend, Chris Farah, who uses it, said it smells like toilet water. Ugh. So this Matera shit is disgusting, but people love SK-II. I was not impressed with it.
I would say instead of SK-II, which I believe is the one that's like lauded by celebrities and stuff.
Yeah,
Kate
Blanchett.
I would say look into the Misha.
Yeah.
And their line of like toners and essences instead of the SK-II, because I think they smell better too.
I have another one here that Lauren, an Attribute listener, emailed me. It's called May Coop Raw Sauce. It is vegan and cruelty-free. A 5-ounce bottle at Sephora is $43, and it's made from maple tree sap. So I feel like I might try that one. Again, $43, but I'll definitely look into yours as well.
There's also another one. I believe the brand is Sun and Park,
mm-hmm.
and it's Beauty Water.
Oh, that's, see, the God, the titles! I'm a sucker for a good title. If it sounds good, I'm going to buy it.
And then these are both, I would say the Misha stuff and the Sun and Park are both around like $25-$30
yeah.
for a huge giant
yeah.
bottle.
That's really good.
Like, this is how big the bottle
yeah.
is.
Yeah. It's about the size of her whole body, what she's gesturing. Step 6 is serum or boosters. And she says, the article I read, you don't necessarily have to do this step. It's sort of like you were saying, a la carte.
I wonder if this is the snail where you would do the snail?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah.
Snail would be step 6. And you know, you can kind of pick one for what you're trying to achieve. If you're trying to get rid of fine lines, if you want to brighten up a little bit, if you want to hydrate, you kind of pick one for that. Step 7 is the mask. This was saying not every night, once a week, twice a week, kind of whatever you're feeling. And then they do talk about the snail. So you could do a snail mask as well.
Oh, yeah.
People are into that. Step 8 is the eye cream. Again, you can pick which one. Focus on fine lines, dark circles, kind of whatever your concerns. Also, I'm starting to think eye cream is kind of a bullshit thing.
I think it's kind of.
Yeah, because I haven't been doing it. I feel like just whatever you put on to really hydrate at night,
yeah.
just make sure the eye area is covered.
Yeah, I would just say like whatever like lotions that I was talking about,
yep.
just like put that under your eye.
Yep. Sounds good to me. I'm down. Step 9, face cream. Lock in the moisture. Next to daily SPF, skin hydration is key for supple, younger looking skin. And that's something like if you're listening to this and you're young and you're like, I'm not really doing skincare right now. I'm partying and like sexually experimenting in college and eating Wendy's every night. Like what should I start with? I think getting into the routine of moisturizing your skin, even if your skin's oily, get into the skin moisturizing regimen and
Heck
then you'll
yeah.
look young and gorgeous your whole life like Sujata and her whole family. Okay, I will say right here that animal testing will be banned in Korea starting in 2018. And South Korea is the second Asian country to announce a ban on animal testing for cosmetics after India.
Wow.
Isn't that dope? They've already put a ton of things in place. So in a few years, you can buy all the Korean skincare. And if that's a worry for you, if you're a person who checks for animal testing, you're going to be clear because they're banning it completely across the country. Isn't that dope?
That's really dope. And I didn't know that about India.
Yeah, I love that. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any Indian skin stuff? I just really thought you'd come in here and be like, my grandmother uses this one thing that's so wonderful.
Oh my gosh, I used to, well, personally, like, it was someone in the family definitely used Vaseline.
Mm-hmm.
Vaseline all over your face.
Tyra Banks does that too.
Yeah, so I recommend Vaseline. I used to do yogurt masks
mm-hmm.
in college. So like the full-fledged yogurt, like with the, like what are those things in yogurt that, I don't know.
Oh, the cultures?
Yeah, the cultures.
Yeah.
Like 100% cultured
like
yogurt.
Like you'd go to the commissary, buy yogurt and put it on your face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, plain yogurt. And then turmeric paste.
Yep. Everybody loves this. Turmeric. I'm white, man. I should just stop speaking.
Turmeric is like, it's funny because it's like huge now in terms of like putting it in your like lattes.
Oh, people put it in everything. I just watched a video on YouTube. A girl mixes it with coconut oil and puts it on her teeth to get her teeth whiter. But your teeth are yellow from it because it stains.
So the thing is like I drink a turmeric tea like every day.
Yeah.
But I got super white teeth.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's something that stains your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, because another thing is before weddings, there's actually like a ceremony that's performed on the bride. And this is like kind of a racist thing because they just want like lighter skinned brides. So they put a turmeric paste on your skin so that her skin will look brighter and whiter the next day. But I think turmeric is supposed to be really good for your skin in terms of, in terms of like inflammation. So if you have acne, that's like really good for acne. I'm not quite sure like how to make the paste, but I'm sure you can find a recipe online.
There's lots of Pinterest. I was actually going to say, I haven't created a Jackie or a Natch Butte. I'm so used to saying Jackie O Lashes because that's the name of my lash company that is now closed. So yeah, I haven't made a Pinterest for Natch Butte yet, but if you go to facebook.com/Natch Butte, I will put up a Pinterest link because I think it'd be fun if everyone starts pinning articles and we share our stuff. Yeah. There's a ton of turmeric face masks on Pinterest, and some of them say they'll remove your face hair.
Whoa.
I don't know if they work. I'll try them at some point.
And the rose water that I was talking about is also an Indian thing.
Oh, see? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I get something out of you.
So that's a good toner to start with.
Yeah.
If you've never used any kind of toner before.
If I'm ready to enter the tone zone, that might be a good first step for me.
Yeah. And it's super like organic, all of that stuff.
Yeah. I love rose stuff. Anything with rose on it,
and
I'm buying.
And it smells delicious.
Yeah. We all want to just smell good, damn
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So the last step is SPF, which we discussed.
Very.
Everybody cream
very
up.
Important.
Cream every day with the sunscreen. Do your neck. Don't forget your décolleté.
Every day.
Sunscreen every day.
Every day.
And with that, we are now finishing up. So Sujata, please again plug everything where people can find you on the internet and any upcoming projects you have so everyone that's enjoyed this can see what you do. See your thing.
Okay. Well, I got that fan page on Facebook, Sujata Day. And then on Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Sujata Day. And I'm currently shooting season 2 of Insecure. I got my short film, Cowboy and Indian, coming out to an Asian American film festival near you.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And I'm developing a couple TV shows. So hopefully that will be happening very soon.
Hell yeah, you're busy and I love it.
Yeah.
Insecure's so awesome.
It's awesome.
Oh, I'm so happy. Issa's so gorgeous.
She's
oh my God.
So gorgeous.
I mean, I don't know who her orthodontist is, but those teeth are just blinding. They're perfect. They're straight.
Yeah.
Her smile lights up my life when she smiles on her show.
She's great and she's an amazing person.
I mean, I'll have to get her in here at some point.
Oh my gosh, you should.
God, I would love to hear
wow.
everything. When she's done shooting and she's not like busy and
I learned from being on Awkward Black Girl, I learned a lot about black girl hair. So that would be an interesting episode for you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I have the opposite hair.
I didn't know they went to Indian temples to get the hair.
Yeah. Oh, that the Chris Rock documentary, Good Hair.
Yeah.
It's crazy. If you guys want to check that out.
I had no idea.
It's one of the most visceral things I've ever seen. They shave these women's heads bald. They've been growing their hair out since birth, had never had cut it before. It's fucked. It's crazy.
But they do it voluntarily
because
it's for like a worship.
It's a ritual. Yeah.
yeah. It's for
But at the same
the
time, then they ship it over to America and bitches buy it. So do the women get the profit off of it? You
right.
know what I mean?
That's what I feel weird about. I was like, these like really poor women are giving their hair. They should get some of the profit.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's these big corporations that are getting the people who make weaves and stuff.
Because the Indian women hair is just so gorgeous and you know, glossy. And I mean, I'm looking at your hair right now and I'm just like, oh, to be you, what would it be like to have that gorgeous hair? All right. Well, Sujata, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks and for having me,
everybody,
Jackie.
Thanks for listening. Obviously, if you like this, subscribe. We got a facebook.com/NatchButePod. I'm also at NatchButePod@gmail. Hit me up. I'm Jackie Johnson. Find me on social media. Good luck because everyone has my name. And we'll be seeing you next time. Don't forget, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.